It's Dr. Drew, Midday Live, with Lauren Savant.
Dr. Drew, Lawrence Vaughn, Midday Live, 800-222-5222 is the phone number. We're going to speak to L.A. Councilman Mitch Englander in just a minute. Got a lot of questions.
Oh, my goodness. I have a whole list here.
Yeah, I mean, are we just losing it here in this town?
You live in Pasadena, and you know, you say the differences between L.A. and Pasadena are stunning when you cross that border.
I swear to God, this morning I had this conversation with a person, a senior person over at PETA, which is I was doing some stuff for them. Everybody get your dog spayed and neutered. We got a
Fix LA
program.
Very important.
And she was from Pasadena and grew up in South Pasadena. And we were comparing the cities, and she had the same reaction I did, which is Pasadena, who we never really, as people that have lived there for a long time, thought of as having wonderful city services. They're spectacular. Our roads work. Mm-hmm. We get power and water. We have good trash. We have good police and fire. And a responsive city hall. I mean, pretty responsive. I filmed Celebrity Rehab there. And
right.
We needed the city hall to help us with that.
A bustling downtown now.
And for God's sakes, Los Angeles, I got to drive across Los Angeles to get to work every day.
You know exactly when you cross that border. The roads are terrible. The sidewalks are all messed up.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, and it's getting worse.
And now so my question, also smell the stench of rotting trash.
Most of those are the dumps. Each little homeless encampment has their own little dump full of rats. And there's going...
Feces.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. You know how I have a tendency to kind of know things that are coming?
Oh, you're a regular Nostradamus.
Yeah. We are going to see the plague. There will be a plague.
There like the will black be plague.
Probably pneumonic plague. I bet there will be a plague outbreak.
You heard it here first.
I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. There also will be an outbreak of murine typhus,
which is a
rickettsial disease, a relative of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. It's all our rodents here carry rickettsial things, and the fleas get them, and then it gets on us.
Oh, my God.
And that's going to happen. It's going to happen. And so my question is, do we have to wait for that to deal with this problem, or can we have a little moral outrage that we're going down the crap hole like this, and we need to do something? Let it motivate us to do something.
Los Angeles, come for the sunsets, stay for the plague. Yeah.
Let's get into our friend Mitch Englander, LA City Councilman. Mitch, thank you for coming in.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
We're good. We thought we needed a friendly voice in the city government because yesterday we were like things are getting so bad. The roads don't work. There's potholes. I'm dodging all day.
We don't even have snow.
The homeless thing is getting worse, and the LA Times has the hubris to say the problem is property values. I'm developing a kind of a moral outrage, and I'm ashamed of us for not taking care of these problems. So
did you just say, and we don't have snow?
We have the potholes of a city that's inundated with snow.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, the second thing is, so with all this moral outrage and inflammation and
please,
frustration,
help us.
Welcome to my life. Yeah.
this is just a Thursday for you.
Imagine having this on the last thing on your mind when you go to sleep and the first thing when you wake up every day.
Oh my God! What can we do? It's getting ridiculous.
It's always been ridiculous. I think it's a lot of things have gone over the edge, quite frankly, where it's gotten into hysteria. And so moving along the lines of what are we doing with our infrastructure? We have by far the worst failed network in the entire country, quite frankly, in terms of the worst lane miles of failed streets. And in fact, I did a deep dive
on this. And sidewalks. Don't leave our sidewalks out. We got those too.
Well, in the sidewalk, of course. Oh, no. Absolutely. Sidewalks and streets and all the infrastructure underneath. So don't get me started on that. I'm talking about sewers and water delivery systems.
Uh-huh.
But with that, though, so what happened was in 2014, we set off, council member and I, Joe Buscaino, partnered, and we wrote a 1,000-page plan called SOS LA, Save Our Streets and Sidewalks for Los Angeles. And it was a very deep dive into looking at all of our, how do we do it? What are the economies of a scale? How did it get failed? How do we measure it? What's the integrity of a street? I mean, you name it. We looked at everything. What's a slurry versus a recoat, compaction? All the sexy things that people really care about.
Well, yeah. I'm starting to really care about.
Believe it or not, you are turning us on.
Yeah.
With this.
No, but people don't understand. Like, I get phone calls saying, why did you pave my street? It was just done 5 years ago.
That's true. I was one of those calls.
Right, right. So a lot of people don't understand the fact that we actually, that's not a paving. It's called a slurry seal. It's like a top coat.
Yeah.
We're in and out in a day. And if we do that, it costs about literally 10% of what it would cost to reconstruct a failed street.
Yeah.
So we're trying to maintain anything that is what's rated as a C or better, because we actually have a pavement management system, and we give it a PCI, a pavement index. And so if we can maintain what's already at least C or better, that will last, I won't say in perpetuity, but for decades at a fraction of the cost.
Okay,
the failed
good.
Street is
good. Over there. We're with you on that.
The failed street, if we turn the block on your neighbor and go down your street that's completely failed, it hasn't been done in 30 years, that street might cost literally $300,000 to $400,000, all the way up to $1 million, depending on the width and the depth and how bad it's failed, and take a week to rip everything out all the way get down to the base and reconstruct it. It's called a complete reconstruct, versus like $5,000 or $10,000 for a slurry seal, right? So that's where the backlog is on the failed streets. It's about 38% of all the streets in Los Angeles are in a DRF condition that can't, the slurry won't work. It'll just crack in a week or two because the base has failed, right? And that's where this backlog is. And this backlog is like 80 years. That's what we're looking at.
Right. And, but I kind of am sympathetic to the delays of doing all the myriad neighborhood streets.
Well, I'm not sympathetic to any
but,
of them.
But hold on. But when the freeways start to fail, then I'm like, you got to be kidding. Right?
Right, right. No doubt. And the freeways, I mean, that makes no sense to me. That's Caltrans, and they have more than enough money in our gas taxes, even pre...
Right.
So yesterday I actually introduced a motion. This is what I want to tell you about.
All right.
And because we've had a lot of new fees and taxes over the years, we've had Measure M funds, which was our countywide initiative for local transit projects, extending... You know, the metro and all these, but there was a local return portion that was coming back to the cities. And on top of that, we had SB1, the new gas tax money that, whether people are like it or not, the legislature passed it. I'm not excited about it at all, but there's a local return element. If we can lock up that money and borrow in advance, borrowing is very low for cities, particularly since we're AAA rated. Our credit rating is one of the best in the country, so it costs almost nothing. We can front fund and borrow against the anticipated revenue now, we get it done for a fraction of the cost because every year labor and materials go way up.
Okay, what do we do?
Right?
How can we help you? How can we get in this?
I actually put in this motion literally just yesterday with Joe Buscaino. We're urging the entire city council to look to this. We're asking the CAO, Chief Administrative Officer, to write a report on how we can borrow the money up front and get into a payment plan. That coupled with the Willits lawsuit, which was the ADA lawsuit to fix all of our sidewalks.
Yeah.
That was $30 million a year that we've committed. We finally have a policy on fixing them. Let's borrow that money up front. We can put a lot of people to work, get our infrastructure fixed.
Right.
Stop these payouts of people falling and tripping.
Okay, so I was very simple question, Mitch. Very simple question. What is going to get in the way of that? Because anything that gets in the way of that,
right.
I have violent impulses.
Yes.
Of course, anyone gets in the way of that.
You and I both. So here's what gets in the way with this. Let me just be brutally honest. What happens is you get a lot of people from other interests, might be important interests depending on your perspective. I'm not going to take sides on that. But a lot of people that come in and say, well, if you're going to do that, you're going to remove some of these trees when you fix the sidewalks. And we really need these trees because of our atmosphere and our canopies and our cooling to cool these areas and communities down because of the climate change. And so we get a lot of other interests that say, well, if you're going to do it, then you have to replace.
Mitch, this is back to my pitch for volition, for will. You
right.
must show will and tell those people to sit their ass down for a couple of years. We will deal with the trees in its time.
Yeah.
Right now, we have a failing city, a failing infrastructure.
You're paying
and
out
I'm
lawsuits
sorry,
from people falling down.
You got to lead us out of this and tell them to sit their butts down in the seat. That's all I'm saying.
You
sit back down. Because moral outrage requires volition. It implies action.
Well, there's a tipping point. We're at a tipping point.
We're there. We're there. Yeah. If people aren't ashamed of themselves, they should be ashamed of themselves for getting in the way of the stuff. They should be ashamed of getting in the way of rebuilding our infrastructure and ashamed of helping the homelessness. I'm outraged that people could get in the way of that. I understand their competing interests. That's what makes a ball game. We'll get to it. We will get to it.
Mitch, in addition to all of our outrage, we're also getting nauseous. There is the scent of hot garbage floating around Los Angeles.
Yeah. Let me get into that too. So one thing before we cross that fun road. So one thing on that, what can people do? So often when these things come up to city council, when they come up to committees and votes, the only people that show up are these other interests, and it's frustrating because you do have the rest of society.
Yeah, don't listen to them. Please don't listen to them, Mitch. The rest of us are asking you to tell them to sit their butts down.
Need to have
please.
A voice, right.
Yeah, they have a voice. Please. But duly noted, and we'll get to this. There's priorities. There are priorities. For God's sakes. Oh, my God.
I am a true environmentalist. I've got solar on my house. I love our trees.
Absolutely.
And we need to have replacement plans.
Absolutely.
The trees are also the things that ruined a lot of the infrastructure.
Absolutely.
We have to put the right ones back. A lot of people say, well, you can replant them, but they have to be mature, or they can't have time to grow.
Nonsense.
This is the stuff we hear back. You asked what got in the way. It's welcome to my life.
All right. Well, you have our full support to lead us out of this. Number two, I've made a harsh prediction here, which is the homeless encampments and the trash issue. The homeless encampments, each of them have their own little dump attached to them now, and now you've got the trash problem. There's going to be, Mitch, an outbreak of something like the plague, I promise you. Some rodent-borne, either rickettsial, like typhus, or plague. I'm here to tell you as a physician that is going to happen. We've had the hepatitis A outbreak. Next is typhus or plague. That's it. It's coming.
Yeah.
Coming. Has to.
I was at a major cleanup this morning. A major cleanup where we had LAPD, our sanitation teams, our HOPE team officers, we had Bureau of Engineering, you wouldn't believe what goes into one of these cleanups because of what you're talking about. We just can't go there unmasked. And it's almost, you've got to wear hazmat suits.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
I mean, I know that.
It's you've got a group of 20 or 30 people on each one of these encampments just to clean up the filth and what's in there. And a lot of these folks that have serious mental health and drug and alcohol addiction, and they're hoarders. They're street hoarders. Mm-hmm. We should give them a new name, street hoarders.
Sure. Good name.
But we also bring wraparound services to offer help and service and want to help these folks.
Yeah, but
we also need to protect.
You got to get back to volition. They have to require. You have to say, hey, can't live on the street. Sorry. We have this place for you to go. Let's go right now. We're taking you there, and that's that.
Here's what makes it difficult is these laws that have been passed, and both not only the laws but the courts have said, okay, if you're going to pick up people's belongings, if you want to call these things belongings, and oh, by the way, I don't know if you realize this, every one of these has this collection of bicycle parts, every single one. And I can't fathom what they're doing with hundreds of bike parts all over. Now, I was talking to some of the police officers this morning about this because they can't figure it out. They know it's their main means of transportation, and clearly they're stealing these bicycles.
Yeah.
But the police officers think they're using it as currency.
It's probably a currency, and I'm
fascinating.
Immediately my head goes meth, because meth makes you take things apart and start looking for stuff inside it. And so if they had a TV, they would take that apart because the TV's talking to them.
Fascinating.
So I'm going to bet it has something to do with
meth. The woman that we arrested this morning at the encampment already had wanton warrants and had meth filled in her pocket.
Yeah, so meth is your big your big drug there. Yeah. The opiates are in there, but meth is what's making everybody go outside. So.
Okay.
And it's very hard to treat.
We were trying to scratch our heads like, are they using this as...
Right.
And all they do is they sit there taking these bikes apart.
Yeah, it's meth. That's
they
meth.
Put nothing back together.
No, that's meth. That's meth. I'm sure of it.
Fascinating. So.
Okay. Wow, I feel like you've delved into an ancient tribe, you know, and you're trying to translate their behavior.
Mitch, this is insane. Mitch, I hope you'll come back on a regular basis.
Hey, anytime you want me.
All right, because we've got to build a consensus. We have to get some volition. Okay. It's time for moral outrage and shame to be deployed. And let's get this going, Mitch. Thank you so much. Again, website, you want people to go?
Englander.LA. E-N-G-L-A. England like the country with an E-R.LA. Englander.LA.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. We appreciate it.
Thanks again.
She's Lawrence Vaughn. I'm Dr. Drew. This is Midday Live.